second game then on Tuesday night was at Turf Moor. Burnley at home to Manchester City. Surprisingly, Ashley Barnes was put on the bench for Burnley, and Drinkwater selected. He hasn't had a lot of game played for Burnley. In fact, it was his first appearance for Burnley in the Premier League. And also Lennon was selected. For City, Bernardo was in for Mahrez. That's a rotation. Angelino was back and he pushed Mendy to the bench. And Otamendi was in for Stokes at the back. Rodri in the centre of midfield. 5 minutes, Angelino strike was steered in. I think Silva got a touch, but he was well offside, so it was chalked off. 23 minutes, Jesus on the counter-attack. Silva had put him in. De Bruyne had made a great run, but had been checked, and it fell to Silva, who then laid it off to Jesus on the left-hand side of the penalty area, and he gestured inside, gave himself a little bit of room, and curved a beauty into the top right-hand corner. So City, not surprisingly, won up. 31 minutes, Pope made a desperate save to deny a second for Man City, and on 42 minutes he managed to get his feet to block an effort from Bernardo Silva when he was clear in the box. So Burnley struggled but managed to get to the break only one down into the second half, and City really turned it on. Pure quality, 49 minutes after sustained pressure. An absolutely delectable cross from the right-hand side with his right foot by Silva. And Jesus connected on the volley and it hit the bloody roof of the net. And that was 2-0. It was all City now. One half sort of raid by Burnley on 60 minutes led to a free kick. But it was easy enough for Edison. And then on 67 minutes... City got their third, and it was a rocket from Rodri after Silva effort was blocked on Rodri on the edge of the box, and he hit it so sweetly Pope didn't have a chance. There was a chance for Jesus to get his hat-trick, but it wasn't to be. It was blocked. Mahrez had come on and he made the substitution pay. On 86 minutes, he managed to get into the box and hit the ball on his wrong foot. That's his right, by the way. And it hit the corner, and they were four to the good. There was a late consolation on 88 minutes by Burnley for Brady. Slack defending by City. And Guardiola was not at all pleased on the bench. But full-time arrived. It had been another exquisite performance from Manchester City. They won this game at Turf Moor by 4-1. In the other match on Tuesday night, Crystal Palace were at home to Bournemouth, and Hodgson selected Sacco in the defence. And come 18 minutes, he may well have regretted it, because Sacco received a red card for a very stiff challenge on Smith. But the 10 men of Palace were generally well in the match, and Bournemouth failed to exploit their extra man. A few half chances, but Gaeta performed well. But finally, on 75 minutes, the home side managed to break the deadlock, and Slop, running from just inside Bournemouth's half, headed for the penalty box. Bournemouth defenders backed off and eventually got into the box and hit a sweet shot into the corner, and Palace had opened the scoring, and that's how it finished. Crystal Palace 1, Bournemouth 0. So to the Merseyside derby. Adrian was in for the suspended Alisson. Calvert-Lewin up front for the Toffees. First half action, and there was a lot of it. It was a fantastic first half at Anfield. And it got off to a pretty quick start with a beautiful move involving Robertson, Lallana and Mane, who eventually fed Origi, who rounded the keeper and slotted it home for 1-0. Then we had another great move on 17 minutes. Alexander-Arnold, tremendous cross-field pass to Mane, and his final deft flick found Shaqiri running into the box, who once again pushed it wide of Pickford, and it was 2-0. 4 minutes later, though, Everton got a goal back. There were two Keanes on the pitch for Everton. Moss Keane had a shot, which Lovren was a bit slow to get in the way, but eventually the ball fell to the other Keane, who clipped it over Adrian to bring the Toffees back in at 2-1. It was pretty feisty, and yellow cards were being thrust around quite a bit. But then Origi managed to latch on to another great long pass from Lovren to put Liverpool 3-1 up. And the picture of it, Silva on the sideline, told it all. And it got worse. Arnold this time on the left, and he managed to return the ball to Mane, who perfectly shot it wide of the keeper, and that was 4-1. So it was looking bleak. But then a lifeline for Everton in added time, 3 minutes in fact, Richarlison headed in from a great cross from Bernard. So at the break, it was amazingly Liverpool 4, Everton 2. The second half didn't quite live up to that. But really, to be perfectly honest, Liverpool missed quite a few chances and some brilliant passing. Mane should have got a hat-trick, but he didn't. But finally, on 91, Liverpool got their fifth. Some clever work from Firmino. And Wijnaldum got the last touch. And so Liverpool majestic, winning this Merseyside derby by 5-2. And of course, stay at the top by 8 points. So the tantalising encounter at Old Trafford saw Jose Mourinho back at his old stomping ground, Manchester United against Spurs. And early action. United were well in charge. They showed their confidence on 6 minutes with Lingard in from the front, and his charge down the left got checked by Sanchez, but it fell to Rashford, who hit an absolute peach of a shot inside Casanegra's near post, and it was 1-0 to the Reds. Kane had a free kick that went just over, but and then a Rashford free kick went just wide. United were bossing it, though. Greenwood went very close should have made it two. And another great shot from Rashford on 24 hit the crossbar. But surprisingly, Spurs got back into it just before half-time, and it was an excellent goal, 38 minutes. Dele swooped after the ball sort of came to him. He was on the far post, and he brought it down beautifully and hit it on the volley. It was an extremely tight angle, but it beat De Gea, and so it was 1-1 at the break. Into the second half, though, United once again took control. And then we had 47 minutes. Rashford was brought down in the box, and close examination suggested that Sissoko had dipped his heel. The referee awarded a penalty. VAR didn't reverse it, and Rashford stepped up and converted for 2-1. Good effort from Fred on 56 minutes. A couple of half chances for Spurs towards the end, But United hung on, just about deserve it. Final score at Old Trafford was Manchester United 2, Spurs 1. Let's look at the four other matches then on Wednesday. Firstly at Molineux. A goal in each half from Jota's corner, which Dendonka finished off in the box. And then a late one from Petroni on 85 minutes allowed Wolves to coast to an easy 2-0 win against West Ham. Leicester, high-flying Leicester, totally dominated the match against Watford. But they had to wait until the second half when Vardy opened the scoring on 55 from a penalty. Things were wrapped up late on by Maddison, who collected a nice pass from Vardy, and that was 2-0 for the Foxes. They keep their good run going. Final score then at the King Power, Leicester 2, Watford 0. So continuing with the bottom of the table class, Southampton, third from bottom, Norwich second from bottom. Southampton well in charge in the first half, and they went two up with goals from Ings and Bertram from inside the box. Two set pieces, Norwich just can't defend. But in the second half, Norwich played much better, and they grabbed a goal back from Pukki, nice shot. Following a break, but that's how it finished. Southampton 2, Norwich 1. To the bridge then, Chelsea against Aston Villa. John Terry in the dugout at Villa now. He was back at his old stomping ground, and he didn't have much to cheer about in the first half. Chelsea were pretty dominant, and Abraham headed home from a Reece James cross. No challenge on Abraham, but surprisingly Villa got back in it, and Trezeguet managed to turn the ball in off sort of head and knee to level on 41. Into the second half though, it didn't take long for Chelsea to get back in front. A beautiful volley from Mount, finished off a sweeping move from Willian, and an assist from Abraham. So Chelsea then looking fairly solid. They should have added to their tally, but anyway, they got to the final whistle. Final score then, Chelsea 2, Aston Villa 1. So a roundup of the match day 15 thus far. The Tuesday and Wednesday matches, 8 matches completed. Of course, there are 2 coming tonight, the Sheffield United versus Newcastle and Arsenal versus Brighton. But in terms of the tables, those 2 don't really affect the top and bottom. Let's go to the table then. On top still, Liverpool 8 points clear on 43, Leicester 2nd 35, 3 points further back in third of Man City, and Chelsea retain their place in the top 4 on 29. There's a big gap to 5th, Wolves on 23, and Man U up to 6th now on 21, same points as Crystal Palace, who've also got 21, and Spurs languish now in 8th on 20. If Sheffield United were to win, they will leapfrog Man U and go 6th. Arsenal are down there as well, but if they were to win, they would leapfrog Man U as well. Okay, at the bottom, Watford still on the bottom with 8. Norwich, of course, they only got 11. And Everton have slipped into the bottom 3 now on 14. As for the goals of this match day so far, well, there's quite a few contenders, particularly the Liverpool team goals. You know, Shaqiri's and Origi's were definitely worthwhile. Rashford's is probably in the frame as well, although the goalkeeper was a bit slack. But I'm going for Dele Alli's equaliser at Old Trafford, which was an absolutely stunning piece of control and individual brilliance. So that's my lot so far.